Good morning, everyone. Sunday, April the 26th, 2020, is the third Sunday in Easter. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray. O God, your Son makes himself known to all his disciples. Open the eyes of our faith that we may see him in his redeeming work. He who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Old Testament reading is from the 116th Psalm, verses 1 through 4 and 12 through 19. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly, I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. You have freed me from my chains. I will sacrifice a thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And the gospel acclamation for this Sunday is, Alleluia, our hearts burn within us while you open to us the scriptures. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel is written in the 24th chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, beginning with the 13th verse and continuing through the 35th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther, but they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The sermon this morning is creatively called The Road to Emmaus. I once read a beautiful legend about a king who decided to set aside a special day to honor his greatest subject. Now, I may have told you a similar story before, but it is worth repeating. When the big day arrived, there was a large gathering in the palace courtyard. Four finalists were brought forward, and from these four, the king would select the one to be chosen to have a special day in their honor. The first person presented was a wealthy philanthropist. The king was told that this man was highly deserving of the honor because of his humanitarian efforts. He had given much of his wealth to the poor. The second person was a celebrated physician. The king was told that this doctor was highly deserving of the honor because he had rendered faithful and dedicated service to the sick for many years, often without asking for any recompense. The third person was a distinguished judge. The king was told that the judge was worthy because he was noted for his wisdom, his fairness, and his brilliant decisions. The fourth person presented was an elderly woman. Everyone was quite surprised to see her there because her manner was quite humble, as was her dress. She hardly looked the part of someone who would be honored as the greatest subject in the kingdom. What chance could she possibly have when compared to the other three who had accomplished so much? Even so, there was something about her. The look of love in her face, the understanding in her eyes, her quiet confidence. The king was intrigued, to say the least, and somewhat puzzled by her presence. He asked who she was. The answer came, "You see the philanthropist, the doctor, and the judge? Well, she was their teacher." That woman had no wealth, no fortune, and no title, but she had unselfishly given her life to produce great people. There is nothing more powerful or more Christ-like than sacrificial love. Whole cities make noise and sing and applaud at 8 p.m. each evening these days. It is their way of saying thank you to our frontline people. People who are working in dreadfully stressed hospitals, not just the medical people, but all the maintenance personnel and housekeeping personnel and kitchen staff and countless others we never see nor hear anything about. And there's that whole group of folks who deliver our food and those who take away our trash and those that drive the buses that bring all these people to work. These and others are people who are giving to our community with truly sacrificial love. They daily work in a job where their lives are literally put on the line to keep the rest of us fed, healthy, and safe. Now, this king had not been able to see the value in the humble lady. He missed the significance of the teacher. Just as so often, we miss the significance and value of those around us. I think it would surprise us to know how often we miss the presence of the holy in our midst. Just as the two disciples missed the significance of the stranger on the road to Emmaus as they walked along. As disciples of our Lord, Jesus calls us to open our eyes, pay attention, because Jesus walks with us. The story of a journey reminds us to be attuned to the presence of the holy. Be aware of who and what is around us. Look for the miracles and the divine interventions in our lives and in our world. I am sure that every one of you can think back on something in your life that at the time you did not understand or even did not welcome, but can look back on it and know that that was a time when God was working with you. God was working with you and through you in ways that you do not even realize. But later in life, you look back on that time and there was something from it, something you learned or something you did, some experience that you had that held you in good stead later in life. So as you walk, even walking around your home, look for the divine. Look for the miracles and the divine interventions in your life. Now, walking may seem arcane in our modern society, with all of its various modes of transportation, mostly rapid transportation. Even among those who do still walk from time to time, many have forgotten how to really walk. Watch someone walking down a street, and you'll see what I mean. Often they have a phone pressed to their ear or a pad across which they move their fingers to post or to tweet. Walking for the sake of walking is a lost art. It is just another thing we do while we get things done. Jesus understood that walking could be a holy practice. Walking is something he did a lot in his life. Jesus could have chosen to ride. He had a donkey when he wanted one. Surely someone could have brought him a donkey or even a horse had he wanted to ride. But Jesus preferred to feel the ground under his feet, to deal with the dust and the occasional stone in his sandal. It kept him connected to the earth, connected to the holy and everyone around him. It slowed his pace, allowing him to see things. Sparrows, lilies, a beggar beside a road, trees, someone up in a tree, a leper beside a fountain, plants, and perhaps even a glimpse of the divine himself. If he had chosen to ride, the world around him would just be a blur. He'd be above it all, lording his power or position over people. But that is not how Jesus lived, and it's not how he encourages us to live. Instead, he challenges us to stroll through our lives, enjoy each moment of the journey, even and perhaps most particularly, the moments of our lives in this challenging time, and notice the holy moving in, through, and around us at every moment. But like those disciples on the road to Emmaus, we forget. Now, they may not have had cell phone apps to distract them from their walk, but they sure had a lot on their minds to talk about. Their leader, Jesus, had been arrested, tried, and executed just days earlier. They had heard the tale that the women told of an empty tomb, and that had puzzled him greatly. And now they journeyed to another town. We're not told why. Perhaps they were leaving Jerusalem in fear. Perhaps they just needed to get away, to think, to be somewhere that didn't hold such painful memories. Perhaps they needed the comfort of home. We don't know, but so they walked. A stranger came and walked alongside them, Luke tells us. They tell the stranger about Jesus, his wonderful works, his death, words of an empty tomb. Yet all the while, they don't realize that the man they are talking about is the man who is walking with them. This is how our own cares and concerns can blind us to the presence of the Holy in our midst. Our minds and hearts are overloaded by all the busyness around and within. We walk, but we don't see. We move forward, but we miss the scenery and the Holy surrounding us and with us. Jesus invites us to open our eyes because the Holy journeys beside us all the time. We are all on a journey, every single one of us. Some of us, like the disciples in our reading, are on journeys of despair. Some of us journey in joy. Some of us journey in confusion or anxiety. Some of us are walking on automatic, filled with boredom or disinterest. Probably all of us wish that we could take a simple stroll around the block, through a park, or along the beach these days. But we can't, so we limit our physical journeys from the kitchen to the bedroom, or maybe to the den or family room, with an occasional walk to the bathroom. You may even be lucky enough to have a yard or a garden that provides you with the opportunity to safely get outside, where the sun on your shoulder and the breeze on your face reminds you of the beautiful God-created world God has given us. But because we can't go very far physically, does it not mean our minds can't journey and take us all kinds of places? So I encourage you this afternoon to take a walk. No, not outside, but in your mind, in your imagination. Take a nice stroll someplace where you wish you could be, or someplace you picture in your mind, or someplace you have been. We have seen on our TVs the sky in Paris, in India, in cities around the world that are not, at this time, filled with pollutants and smog. So look for the Holy. See clearly as you walk. No matter what your current journey, the Holy walks with you, often in disguise, often in a seeming stranger, most frequently in a surprising way that you never expected. So open your eyes and look for the Holy. Jesus may be right beside you in the form of someone you would least expect to be his messenger, opening up the world to you, giving you new insights, new ideas, new ways of being and living in this world, if only you pay close attention. We also learn from this story that Jesus is known in the breaking of the bread, that Jesus wants us to experience every moment of our journey. When those disciples reached Emmaus, they invited the stranger to stay for dinner with them. They were so enamored with their guest that they could not fathom parting with him. Jesus agreed, and when he broke bread with them, they suddenly recognized him. Isn't it always the way? It's easier to see the Holy in familiar rituals, especially those at tables. Whether it's a formal communion celebration or friends and family sharing a meal, it can be easy to sense the holy in those moments of laughter and conversation around the table, in those moments of sharing ourselves with one another and opening our hearts to each other. The holy may seem hidden or disguised when we are away from such remembrance-laden settings, but Jesus challenges us to open our eyes and experience the wonder of each and every step of our journey, even the wonder of our limited worlds as we all mostly stay at home. See and experience your world through a different prism. Experience your world through the prism of holiness and love. Instead of traveling so far that it all and traveling so fast that it all becomes a blur, Jesus invites us to slow down, to make the destination secondary, and open our minds and our hearts to the journey itself as holy encounter. But the story isn't over. Just as the disciples recognize Jesus at the table, he vanishes. Poof, he was gone. Isn't that always the way? Whenever we get to see the holy in its fullness, it seems to vanish just as we recognize it. Sacred experiences are not meant to be possessed and captured like curios in a display cabinet. They are meant to be rather fleeting, but something that impresses itself so much on our minds and our hearts that we remember it. Sacred encounters of the holy are meant to surprise us as well, to keep our hearts and minds open to the ways and the ones through which the holy comes to us. For the truth is, we are always on the road to Emmaus. One day Jesus may be with us on the road in the guise of a homeless person teaching us compassion, as a child teaching us patience, or a dying friend teaching us about our own fragile time here on earth. One day the presence of the holy may come in a brilliantly painted bunting, or a bright red cardinal, or an unexpected flower on the path, reminding you of the breathtaking beauty of this blessed creation. One day the presence of the holy may come in a breeze blowing fresh and cool across your face, reminding you to take a refreshing break and perhaps to watch even one of our beautiful Florida sunsets. One day, the presence of the holy may come in one with whom you are in conflict, reminding you that you still have a lot to learn about yourself and about being in community. One day, the presence of the holy may come in a thought or a feeling as you look outside or ponder something you have just read or seen or remembered. One day, the presence of the holy may come totally unexpected and in a way you never dreamed that the holy would come to you. But my friends, one day and another day and on, etc., the holy will come as you ardently wish it to do. There's a reason the early Christians were called people of the way. They knew they were on a journey. This journey was not so much of a physical or geographic journey. It was a journey of the soul. They knew, and they have shown us, that the Holy Spirit leads us daily to turn to God where disappointed hopes are interrupted by the recognition that the Holy stands by our side, bringing us hope. And when we recognize and experience this holy companionship on the way as we journey through life, we allow God to breathe life into our despair and to breathe new life into our hope as we continue on our way. My friends, may your eyes be open. Open to the one who is at your side and with you. May you experience and see the glory of the Lord with every step you take. And may you let God surprise you and be open to his presence. God has so much more planned for each of us and for Ascension Lutheran Church, more than we could ever imagine. Maybe this time of being homebound is a gift to each of us to see and experience life in the world as seen so often by our shut-ins or our neighbors confined to their home. All day long today, I have had the tune and the words of "It's a Small World" running through my head. I'm sure each of you have done the same thing, probably not with "It's a Small World," but some song that you just can't stop humming the tune for all day long. Now, I have wondered all day, is that the Holy tapping on my shoulder? I don't know. But you can be sure that this evening I will set aside time to pray and ponder and invite the Holy to make itself known to me today. Let us always remember, God has so much more planned for each one of you than you can ever contemplate as possible. May you know it is good to be on the road again, to go along the way with our Lord. May God bless your every step along your life's journey. And may he be made known to you in a surprisingly new way as you commune with him this day, remembering he is walking at your side today and always. Thanks be to God. Amen. And I wish to leave you today with a blessing. May the one who brought forth Jesus from the dead raise you to new life, fill you with hope, and turn your mourning into dancing. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. As you depart where you are in your home, remember, Christ is risen, just as he said. Be at peace. Share the good news. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.